name is Oscar. We are conducting a survey about youth substance use funded by the Minnesota Department of Human Services Behavioral Health Division. Your number was selected at random, and we will not collect any identifying information about you. Your responses will be used to support efforts that help youth in your community. A donation will be made to a local nonprofit if you complete the survey. Could you please tell me, is your age between 21 and 29, 30 and 49, 50 and 64, or over 65?
Is this a Frazee survey or what?
It's a survey. Well, in your, it's depending on where you live, yes, include the Frazee area, yes, sir.
Over 60.
Over 60. Over, okay. So let me see. So you, what is your gender, please? Just part of the survey.
Male.
Thank you. First, I'm going to ask you some questions about how often do you think teens in your school district use certain substances. If you're not sure of an answer, just give your best guess. Note that when we mention marijuana, we are referring to illegal youth use, not medical marijuana prescribed by a doctor. How often do you think that most teens in your school district drink alcohol such as beer, wine, or liquor? Never, try it once or twice a year, once a month, twice a month, once a week, or daily?
Twice a month.
Twice a month, very well. How often do you think most teens in your school district use cannabis in any form, marijuana, pot, weed, or a concentrate in any form like hash or hash oil? Never, try it once or twice a year, once a month, once a week, or daily?
Try once or twice a year.
Try it once or twice. How often do you think most teens in your school district use vaping devices or e-cigarettes? Never, try it once or twice a year, once a month, once a week, or daily?
Once a month.
Once a month, okay. All right, let's move on. I'm going to read you a list of statements about youth, substance use in your community. Please tell me if you strongly agree, disagree, or strongly disagree with each one. If you don't agree or disagree, let me know. For each statement, I will also ask for your opinion about what most adults in your community think. If you're not sure of an answer, just give your best guess. This is the bulk of the survey, sir. After this, we are pretty much done. Just bear with me. First statement says, most adults in my community think parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using alcohol. Do you strongly agree, disagree, or strongly disagree?
Slight disagree.
Just disagree?
Yes.
Very well. My community should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with vaping products or e-cigarettes. Do you agree or disagree? Just agree? Okay, very
agree.
Well. Sure. Let me know if you strongly agree or just agree, sir. Very well. Let's continue. Most adults in my
community
strongly agree. Very well. Most adults in my community think parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not vaping or using e-cigarettes. Agree or disagree?
Strongly agree.
I strongly agree. Most adults in my community think we should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth other than their own children with alcohol. Do you agree or disagree, sir?
Agree.
Just agree. Very well. Most adults in my community think parents should not let teens use marijuana.
Agree.
Agree. Just agree, right? Not strongly.
Correct.
Is that correct? Very well. Most adults in my community think parents should not let teens use alcohol.
Agree.
Agree, very well. Most adults in my community think parents should not let teens vape or use e-cigarettes.
Agree.
Just agree? Not strongly. Okay.
Nope.
Okay, let's move on. Most adults in my community believe adults who supply vape products or e-cigarettes to youth under age 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law.
Agree.
Just agree? Okay.
Just agree, yep.
Parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using alcohol.
Strong agree.
I strongly agree. My community should adopt laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with marijuana.
Strongly agree.
Most adults in my community think we should adopt laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with marijuana.
Strongly agree.
Thank you. Vaping or using e-cigarettes is never a good thing for teens to do.
Agree.
Thank you. Parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using marijuana.
Strongly agree.
Parents should not let teens use marijuana.
Strongly agree.
Thank you, sir. Bear with me. Almost there. Parents should not let teens use alcohol.
Agree.
Drinking alcohol is never a good thing for teens to do.
Agree.
Most adults in my community think we should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with vaping products or e-cigarettes.
Agree, okay.
Most adults in my community believe adults who supply alcohol to youth under the age 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law.
Disagree? Just disagree.
Okay. Parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not vaping or using e-cigarettes.
Strongly agree, okay.
Using marijuana is never a good thing for teens to do.
Strongly agree.
Thank you. I believe adults who supplied alcohol to youth under age 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law.
Agree.
Most adults in my community think vaping or using e-cigarette is never a good thing for teens to do.
Agree, okay.
Thank you, sir. Almost there. Most adults in my community think using marijuana is never a good thing for teens to do.
Strongly agree.
Parents should not let teens vape or use e-cigarette.
Strongly agree.
All right. My community should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth other than their own children with alcohol.
Agree.
I believe adults who supplied vape products or e-cigarette to youth under age 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law.
Strongly agree.
Most adults in my community think parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using marijuana.
Strongly agree.
Almost there, sir. Most adults in my community think drinking alcohol is never a good thing for teens to do.
Disagree.
Disagree?
Yep.
Thank you, sir. Let's move on. We are 85% right now, sir, so almost done. I'm going to ask you some questions about how you use the following substances, which are all legal for adults in Minnesota. If you are not sure of an answer, just give me your best guess. How often do you drink alcohol such as beer, wine, or liquor? Never, try it once or twice a year, once a month, twice a month, once a week, or daily?
Twice a month,
very well. How often do you use marijuana in edible or drinkable form other than medical marijuana prescribed by your doctor? Never, try it once or twice a year, once a month, once a week, or daily?
Never,
all right. And how often do you use vaping devices or e-cigarettes? Never, try it once or twice a year, once a month, twice a month, once a week, or daily?
Never,
okay, let's move on. Just a few final questions for you, sir. so far this school year, how many times have you seen or heard messages or materials that say most students are not using alcohol, marijuana, or vaping? Never. A few times this school year, a few times a month, a few times a week, every day, or almost every day?
Few times a year.
Few times a year, okay. Oh, okay, very well. How do you describe yourself? Yourself, I mean, American Indian, Alaskan Native, Asian, South Asian, Asian American, okay. Black or African American, Hispanic or Latino, or white? Caucasian,
white.
You say white. Very well. Let's move on. Okay, this, as a token of our appreciation, the Grow Free C Burgers Coalition will donate $10 for each complete survey that we receive, up to a total donation of $3,000. Please choose the organization you would like our coalition to donate to on your behalf. Would that be through the Free C Burgers Area Community Clubs or the
yes.
Cornerstone? That one?
Yep.
The first one, right? Free C Burgers Area Community Clubs.
Give it to the Cornerstone.
Cornerstone, all right. Thank you so much, sir. This concludes our survey. Thank you for your time. You were very kind. Have a good night.
Yep.